WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies and 56 degrees, your temperature here this morning at the KJAN studios. We look for showers and thunderstorms to move in this evening and during the overnight, mostly cloudy with a high near 73 today with breezy south-southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. Authorities say they have found the body believed to be a 15-year-old Iowa girl who was kidnapped by a registered sex offender while walking home from school. Officials said early Saturday that a body believed to be that of Kathleen Shepherd was found by fishermen in an Iowa waterway Friday night. The Iowa high school freshman has been missing since May 20th. She and a 12-year-old friend were lured into a truck that police say was driven by Michael Klunder. Police said Klunder took the girls from Dayton to a hog confinement where he worked. The 12-year-old escaped. Klunder later committed suicide. Hundreds of people searched for Kathleen. Hopes of finding her alive were dampened when testing confirmed that blood found on Klunder's truck at the hog building was Kathleen's. The Iowa Supreme Court says educators do not need to have a current teacher relationship with a student victim to be convicted of sexual exploitation by a school employee. The court in its Friday decision is ruling on an appeal filed by 37-year-old Brent Romer, a former teacher in Cumberland and Messina. He was convicted in 2010 of sexual exploitation of minors and sexual exploitation by a school employee and sentenced to 30 years in prison. Court documents say that he had sex with a 16-year-old girl and photographed other minors partially nude. Romer says he could not be convicted of exploitation by a school employee because he was not their teacher. The court says since Romer was a teacher and the victims were students, it's enough to prosecute. The Iowa Supreme Court says criminal defendants cannot be punished with stiffer sentences for invoking their right to remain silent to avoid answering questions about whether they're using drugs. Justices ruled 5-2 on Friday that a Polk County judge unfairly penalized Kenneth R. Washington III when he ordered him to complete 5 times as much community service than had been envisioned under a plea deal for possessing marijuana. Washington had invoked his right against self-incrimination after Judge William Price asked whether his urine would be positive for drug use if it was tested that day. Price ordered Washington to serve 250 hours of community service rather than the 50 hours that had been recommended by prosecutors and the defense. Justices said that was retaliation for exercising a constitutional right. State Fire Marshal Ray Reynolds will help present 2 U.S. flags to the families of fallen firefighters from 2012. The ceremony at the Firefighter Memorial located north of Interstate 80 in Coralville will take place at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. It will honor the following 2 firefighters, Gilmore City Fire Chief Larry Nielsen, who died while on duty October 9th of 2012. The 66-year-old Nielsen was responding to a barn fire when he suffered a heart attack. He was a 41-year member of the Gilmore City Fire Department. And Logan firefighter Daniel D. Penrod died on October 9th of 1905, responding to a house fire. A chimney collapsed during the fire, killing the 36-year-old Penrod immediately. Penrod was buried the following day in the Logan Cemetery. No relatives could be located for Mr. Penrod, so his flag will be presented to the Logan Fire Department. The State Fire Marshal's Office officially recognizes every firefighter who dies in the line of duty over the previous year by presenting a flag that was flown over our state capitol in their honor. The flag is carefully protected until the day of the memorial when it is presented to the surviving family. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 3 arrests late this week. 18-year-old Jeffrey Madison West of Council Bluffs was arrested early on Friday morning on a charge of trespassing. His bond was set at $300. On Thursday, 47-year-old Brian David Confers was arrested for driving while revoked and for having no high-risk insurance. His bond was set at $2,000. And on Wednesday, 35-year-old Matthew Samuel DeMorris of Pacific Junction was arrested on a charge of theft in the second degree. Bond was set at $5,000. Governor Terry Branstad has issued a disaster emergency proclamation for 5 more counties affected by recent storms and flooding. The governor made the announcement Friday for Appanoose, Lee, Muscatine, Wayne, and Webster counties. It's in addition to the other counties affected by storms and flooding that began May 19th. The declaration helps counties access state resources in response to the damage. Branstad also activated an assistance program for Fayette and Muscatine counties. The program provides grants of up to $5,000 for home or car repairs, clothing or food replacements, and temporary housing expenses. Des Moines police have identified a man killed in a shooting in an industrial area. The Des Moines Register reports that police identified the man as 35-year-old Stephen Allen Harmon of Des Moines. He was found fatally shot early Thursday at a parking lot where trailers are stored. Police say Harmon had a trailer at the site, but investigators are still trying to learn why he was at that location on Thursday morning. The killing was Des Moines' fifth homicide this year and the sixth in Polk County. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad says he wants to find alternatives to raising the state fuel tax to pay for road improvements. Branstad made the statement Friday during a taping of the public television program Iowa Press. Branstad says he'd like to explore other options, such as allocating money from a state infrastructure fund or using some sales tax revenues. Branstad said there isn't public support to raise the fuel tax and that he doesn't want to increase it as fuel prices are rising. Iowa's fuel tax, now 22 cents per gallon for gasoline, including fees, hasn't been raised since 1989. A commission appointed by Branstad in 2011 recommended an increase of 8 to 10 cents a gallon to boost funding for the state's network of bridges and roads. Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey and Nebraska Agriculture Trade Representative Stan Garbox are packing for Turkey to accompany officials from four other states in the U.S. Department of Agriculture on a trade mission to promote exports. Officials from Minnesota, Missouri, North Dakota, and Pennsylvania also have reserved space for the trip to be led by acting USDA Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Michael Skuse next week. Representatives from 20 U.S. companies will also travel with the group, including from Iowa, Hagee Manufacturing from Clarion, Suckup Manufacturing from Sheffield, and Tri-State's Grain Conditioning from Spirit Lake. Also included are representatives from the Nebraska Dry Bean Commission and Kelly Bean Company of Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Northey says Turkey's growing middle class provides opportunities for expanded agricultural exports. And police in Shenandoah report the arrest on Friday morning of a Nebraska man on sex abuse charge. 24-year-old Ramon Nelson of Omaha was charged with sexual abuse third degree, a Class C felony. Nelson was transported to the Page County Jail to await his initial appearance. And also in other local news, Senator Chuck Grassley will hold constituent meetings in 11 Iowa communities during the first week of July when the Senate is scheduled to break for Independence Day. Grassley will hold town meetings in Bedford, Corning, Red Oak, Clarinda, Sidney, Glenwood, Logan, Harlan, and Ottoman. He will speak at the Rotary Club meeting in Atlantic. Grassley also will tour and hold a Q&A session with employees at Griffin Pipe Products Company in Council Bluffs. Grassley has held at least one meeting with Iowans in every one of the state's 99 counties since 1980. When he was first elected to serve in the U.S. Senate. With the upcoming meetings with constituents in southwest Iowa, Grassley will have been to 84 counties so far this year. The nine-town meetings on Grassley's July 1st through 2nd schedule are open to the public, and you can find that schedule on our website at kjn.com on our news page. Now taking a look this morning at your funeral announcements, Dwight Wiley King, age 91 of Hancock, died May 20th in Denver, Colorado. Graveside services with military rites for Dwight King will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Hancock. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dominic Higgins, age 16 of Yale, died Tuesday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Dominic Higgins will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday here today at the Panorama High School Auditorium in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Jane Elaine Myers, age 81 of Avoca, died Thursday at the Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Jane Myers will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. June Schmidt, age 85 of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Assisted Living Home in Greenfield. Funeral services for June Schmidt will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Russell Frank, age 77 of Manning, died Friday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Russell Frank will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. The OD Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Piper, age 82 of Cypress, Texas, and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday in McKinney, Texas. Graveside services for Robert Piper will be held Monday at 1 p.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Gene Doran, age 85 of Omaha, died May 31st at the Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Gene Doran will be held Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the Congregational United Christian Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Wayne Fritz, age 90 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died on Friday at the Amelia House in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Wayne Fritz are pending at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. And Lorraine Homan, age 90 of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Lorraine Homan are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That's a look at your latest funeral announcements and news here this hour on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.